FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Aaron Shoes resurrecting. We also heard Wes King, Common Creed, and Laugh Out Loud from Jason Gray. Good morning at 7:50.
Clouds on the increase today, scattered flurries, maybe an afternoon snow shower, windy, and 39 for the high. Low 28 tonight, still a chance of scattered showers. That would be snow showers and windy, and then a few snow showers in the picture tomorrow, maybe mixed with rain later in the day Thursday. Thursday's high, 45. Right now it's 27 in York and Lebanon, 28 in Lancaster.
We're hanging out with our friends Joshua and Dean from Sight and Sound Theaters this morning. Joshua Ank is producer and director of the new show, Jesus, and many of your past shows as well. Joshua, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your new show, Jesus.
Oh, my. Well, it took 3.5 years to build this show. And of course, with it being about Jesus, it was really set apart in the way that we approached this show. We wanted to do everything that we could to really honor the story. The story is king. And it's the greatest rescue story of all time. So the theme that we have for this show is love that rescues. And then the way that we showed that show on stage, it's kind of like a new genre of theater where cinema meets the stage, where we have all this technology and innovation to help forward the story.
You guys have always pushed the envelope on new technology. Tell us about some of the things you're using for this new show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because the design of the show actually was inspired by a toy that I had when I was a kid. A lot of us had when we were kids. Remember those ViewMasters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you'd look through those ViewMasters and everything would be three-dimensional and it just kind of brought the whole world to life.
Right.
At the very beginning of the design process of Jesus, I brought this up to the design team. I said, what can we do to make this show feel like it's immersive and have this depth of feel that feels like you can kind of go into that world?
Yeah.
Kind of like a ViewMaster.
Yeah.
And it stuck. And they all wrapped their minds around that. And we designed the show around that concept. So what we did was we invested in a 110-foot wide by 30-foot high flying LED screen.
Wait a minute. Wait, 110 feet wide.
It's the width of a 737. Yeah. And it's the largest of its kind in the world.
Yeah.
And it was just great working with Tate Towers over at Rock Lidditz, some local people who are all over the globe, you know, doing concerts and things.
Sure.
And it was just an absolute, you know, joy working with them and partnering with people who are just amazing at their craft and in their discipline. So we have a lot of technology in the show, but none of it is to outshine the story itself. In fact, that LED screen, we have it cranked all the way down to 7% brightness just so it doesn't compete with everything on the stage, because we want it to be a storyteller, not be the story.
And Lisa fussed about the screen, and she loved that. But also, she loved the boats, right, Lise?
Yeah.
You really tell us about the boats and what you're doing with those.
Yeah, well, we had a chance to go over to Israel 2.5 years ago to research. You know, we wanted to walk where Jesus walked. And we were just so captivated by the Sea of Galilee area. It's such an inspirational place. And there's still fishermen on boats out there casting nets. And so when we thought about how Jesus, you know, brought his disciples together, they did a lot of travel on foot, but they also did a lot of travel on boat. And we wanted to create this, you know, Sea of Galilee on our stage. So we have 5 innovative boats, the Peter boat being the most technological. Okay, yeah.
Well, that works. It's got a lot of technology there. It can do cool stuff.
It can do cool things. But it has to, because it rocks and reels and rolls with the waves for the walking on water scene. So if you can imagine, you know, the waves downstage filled with air, and then the boat rocking and reeling, and then this LED screen upstage of it, you know, with the Sea of Galilee behind it, it becomes that ViewMaster experience, but only it's not just a still. It's all kinetic and moving and wonderful.
You have such a great team of people, technical people as well as actors, people that are working in marketing and ticketing. I mean, we know so many folks that work with you guys, and just everybody is so excited about what's happening at Sight and Sound.
Well, it is. And, you know, love having you guys in the community as well, and the partnership that we have with you guys. But it really is telling the greatest stories of all time with the greatest team of all time. And I can just see all their faces right now and all the hours and hard work we put into this. Mm-hmm. I'm just so proud of each and every one of them.
And I feel like years ago, you know, you felt like Sight and Sound was something that people came from Baltimore and Philly and New York for, and maybe it was a little underappreciated locally. I feel like that has really changed. You guys have really worked to be a part of the community and draw the community in and say, hey, we're here, you know, for the local community as well. And I think that's been a change over the past 10 years.
It has been. And, you know, and it takes a lot of focus and effort just to get these shows on the stage.
Yeah.
So our focus was mainly on that, you know, just trying to keep up and keep it going. But now that we have a really healthy, robust model that we build these shows around, you know, we're able to look beyond our stage,
right.
And we want to, and we want to get involved more in the community, and we have been,
yeah.
And it's our heart, you know, to have relationship, and so that has been an intentional change on our part.
There's nothing else like Sight and Sound in the whole world. I mean, you guys have the biggest screen, but there's also nothing else like it.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, again, bringing the Bible to life by who we are and what we do is our motto. So we're very proud to be part of the community and the world.
Check it out online, sight-sound.com. I always say goodbye to these guys because we do have a giveaway here. But Dean and Joshua, thank you so much for coming today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
We love having you. And Lisa, you have a giveaway.
Yeah, they have generously given us 4 tickets, right, guys?
Yep.
4 tickets to see Jesus. Yes, the phones are starting to ring. You get to pick your time. Hopefully you have an email, a way of us to contact you via online, because I'm going to need that. So right now, if you are caller number 3, you will be the big winner. 717-392-FM90. 717-392-3690. Call now to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Jesus at Sight and Sound Theaters.
Here's a classic. This is